Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, what do you customer support for? What company?
Several online vendors and merchants. If you think you have an account with one of them, you can give me your zip code and I'll see if I can locate it for you.
I don't know. Hang on, because I don't know who this is. Can you tell me by the charge how much money it is?
No, ma'am, I won't be able to tell unless I pull up your account. I can't even discuss the account until it's pulled up and verified. May I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, but I don't know if I have an account with you.
Well, we won't know, ma'am, until you give me your zip code.
Just zip code 48118.
Yes, ma'am. What's your first and last name, please?
I don't want to give you that information.
Okay, well, ma'am,
you
I can't assist
you
then. This is a third-party call center, ma'am. We provide customer support for several online vendors. In order to locate an account, I need your zip code. After that, we need
what
a name to
saying?
Go with the...
I know. She wants my name and...
I mean, how would I know whose account it is if you don't provide a name, ma'am? This is a third-party call center, ma'am. We provide customer support.
It's a third-party call center.
For several online vendors and merchants, ma'am.
Okay, so what? Tell me all the information you're going to need before I start giving you information.
Okay, zip code, name, verify your address.
Okay, Marilyn Ligi, L-I-G-I.
Okay, I see an account for you. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes on your account, ma'am?
915 Ruddy Duck.
Thank you. City and state?
Chelsea, Michigan.
Thank you. Just a moment, please. And I understand you being leery because you're unfamiliar with these charges. It looks like
yeah.
You paid shipping and handling on the 29th of December in the amount of $7.49 for a Wi-Fi booster. They charged you $49.97 on the 2nd of January because they enrolled you in something called the Factory Direct Savings Store. That's an online membership where they give you $125 a month gift card, Ms. Ligi, to an online store called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. They raised the monthly rate recently and now it's $67.32 a month in exchange for that gift card.
Yeah, that's something that shouldn't be. I mean, we don't even... That shouldn't be on there.
Well, there
How
was
do
a
we dis- get off?
There, I can get it canceled out for you, but there was a disclaimer on the website indicating that they would bill you monthly if you participated. They said that the Wi-Fi booster was what they considered to be a welcoming gift, so they gave you that complimentary, less the shipping and handling costs, and then enrolled you in this Factory Direct store. They should have sent a link to your email address advising you on how to use that gift voucher.
Yeah, the problem is my mother-in-law did it on accident, and she's older.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
So a Wi-Fi booster was purchased back in December, right?
That's correct.
And then what happened?
Then the Wi-Fi booster was an introductory gift, a free gift. Then she was enrolled in something called Best Consumers, Factory Direct Store, who gives her a gift card for the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store where she can shop online with that gift card.
Yeah, this is all a scam. She got an email. You get a free Wi-Fi booster, and she fell for it. And we'll just have to call the credit card company. If you can't, I mean... First off, we're going through the process of calling you to see if you could fix this. If not, we'll just have to have the credit card company, you know, reimburse and say it was a fraud. I don't know, because this is an 85-year-old lady with dementia, and it was a free gift, and now it signed her up for something that, you know, they live in an apartment. There is no need for a Wi-Fi booster in an apartment with the Wi-Fi they have.
Yes,
the whole
sir.
Thing needs to be canceled, or we'll have to take different action. But
all right, I was just in process of canceling, sir. I was about to give a cancellation number.
You My wife was saying you were helping her, so I apologize. But I just get frustrated because this happens to, and it's crazy. I have to put some guard on this so that she can't inadvertently do this.
Right.
I'm not. There's not a shared responsibility, but it is very deceiving when these people lure people in with these free things that. You know, anyways,
I agree 100%, sir. I've canceled out the account and refunded it back to her MasterCard ending 2629. That 6732 will be back on your mom's card within 3 to 5 business days, and I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay, hang on. Let me go ahead.
Cancellation number is C as in cancel, 259-189-276. And again, that 6732 will be back on that card within 3 to 5 business days. I sent a cancellation confirmation along with a refund confirmation to mliggy@yahoo.com. She should receive those emails within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay,
and again,
thank you.
Yes, ma'am. The cancellation number is C259-189-276.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, there wouldn't be any other charges, would there? There's one other thing I have to call on that's on her card that I don't know about. So was that the only one through your company? Sir?
No, ma'am. There was a charge for $49.97 for the month previous. As I stated, they started out charging $49.97 a month, but there were actually... She ordered the Wi-Fi booster in December, ma'am. So they charged her $49.97 in January and $49.97 in February. The only charge of $67.32 was this month, and they only allow me to refund the latest charge. But I can get you switched over to a supervisor for additional refunds.
Oh, you can? You can?
Yes, ma'am.
That would be good. And then, but there was no other company, you know.
No.
That's it.
Yeah, for this particular vendor, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, if you could switch me over, that would be great because she, you know, what do you do when, you know, when?
Right, it... I understand.
Thank you.
You're fine, ma'am. I'll do anything I can do to help you. Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay. What I need to do is type up something to let them know the gist of the transfer. So I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I type up some notes, and I'll be back to transfer you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment.
She's going to transfer me to a supervisor to get the other two charges in January and February removed. I'm going to get those passwords back from your mom, too.
And we have to make it electronic document that's perfect. I mean, I started one, but we need to finish it off and make it perfect and then save it so that if you had to, you could snap an image and send an image to her so she could, when, you know, in a pinch.
But I started thinking the only password she'd ever need is like her Wi-Fi.
Again,
her...
we can discuss all that when you're not on the phone. It's not good.
Yeah.
Thank you for continuing to hold, ma'am. I'm almost done. I'll be right back on the line, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you for holding. I did advise you that 6732 was returned back to MasterCard 2626 and that it'll be back within the next 3 to 5 business days, excluding weekends and holidays.
Okay.
All right. Now, please hold while I transfer your call to a supervisor.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good weekend, ma'am.
You too.
Thanks. One moment while I transfer.